Chris and Cosby.
A group dedicated to fight crime.
They're gonna chase it down.
From the street perspective, Curtis Sliwa.
All of it.
Please welcome Rita Cosby.
There's a lot of heat on the president.
The headlines, the issues, the people.
America!
From New York to D.C. to your neighborhood.
The Red Berets are helping the cities in fear.
Curtis Sliwa.
Founder and president of the Guardian Angels, Curtis Sliwa.
Rita Cosby.
Rita, that was an explosive interview.
Live, local, on it. Curtis and Cosby.
Curtis Sliwa.
Rita Cosby.
Curtis Cosby.
77 WABC.
Upkey, you gotta understand, it's just our bringing upkey that gets us out of hand. Our mothers all are junkies, our fathers all are drunks. Golly Moses, naturally we're punks.
Gee, Officer Krupke, we're very upset. We never had the love that every child ought to get. We ain't no delinquents, we're misunderstood. Deep down inside us, there is good.
There is good.
7 minutes after the hour of 12. And oh, this song from West Side Story is so appropriate to what we saw all day yesterday throughout the city of New York. As Rita Cosby, we are high atop Madison Square Garden and the great facilities provided to us in order to do this broadcast to all of you by NJDiet.com. The question is, are the tactics of the old Officer Krupke now needed, who would give wayward youth, gangbangers, like the Jets and the Sharks, a West Side Story, a wooden shampoo, an attitudinal readjustment, would start cracking heads? Or do you want an NYPD now run by Comrade Bill de Blasio through City Hall, through his puppet, O'Neill, the police commissioner, who are actually more social workers than enforcers of the law against gangs?
I'm telling you, it's amazing, Curtis, when you see what happened in Staten Island, and you would have thought it's the Wild West. I mean, there it's a court hearing, they go outside, there's a shoot-up back and forth, a van crashes into a bed and breakfast. If that, to me, doesn't epitomize just how crazy this is and how uncomfortable and how horrible it is for citizens in Staten Island. And I hope that the citizens of Staten Island say, enough, well, NYPD, you gotta step in.
Rita, we're going to get to that momentarily. But the overall crime stats of the city were revealed yesterday by the returning Comrade Bill de Blasio, the part-time mayor of the dope from Park Slope, who had enjoyed his two-day holiday on Lake Champlain at the estate of Bernie the Altacaca Sanders, the Vermont side. He wasn't on the New York State side of Lake Champlain.
They had some good rowing, though. They had some good formula.
Oh,
you
him
know,
and
they
Dante
were rowing,
with
yeah.
the big fro. I mean, they were enjoying themselves. So he comes back, and he hosts a press conference to tout what he claims is a continual decrease in crime in the city. And he first started out with his famous statement that he always makes.
We are America's safest big city.
Bull feathers. And then he goes on to expound upon that.
Look, as we, again, we've got half a year under our belt. The big picture, we are the safest big city in America, and we continue with a whole host of efforts to get safer. But there's also real work we have to do and some real specific things we have to address.
Yeah, like a murder rate that is now increased by 8% attributed to gangs, rapes that are up 33%, and they're trying to attribute it to gangs. Everything is naturally gang-centric now. But the mayor, after announcing that murders are up, that rapes are up, went back to his old mantra that he's always in whenever he is asked about the growing gang crimes in this city.
We are America's safest big city.
So I want to pose our question to all of you out there, ladies and gentlemen, wherever you live in the five boroughs. I want to hear, how many of you feel safer? How many of you, whether you're traveling the subways or walking the streets or driving your car or operating a small mom-and-pop shop, or even if you happen to be a worker at some kind of an institution in which you're constantly coming in contact with youngsters, particularly gangbangers, how many of you feel safer in New York City according to Comrade Bill de Blasio, who says we're safer than we've ever been before.
1-800. We are America's safest big city.
You keep saying that, pal. 1-800-848-WABC. That's 1-800-848-9222.
You know, it's so interesting. In the briefing yesterday, when he was talking about that increase, Curtis, he was saying, okay, look, yes, the numbers are higher in terms of murders and rapes and so forth. He was attributing, it was so interesting how they kind of dance around the numbers, because in terms of the sexual assaults, they said, well, it's just because people are more apt to report it now in this Me Too generation. I know. And it's like, and the one thing that I'm sitting there, you know, I'm sitting there watching. I'm like, reporters, ask the follow-up questions. Yes, come on. Yes. And then the other one on the murder issue, that's what was so fascinating. It was like, wait a minute. Yes, murders are up. They did concede that a lot of it is gang-related, like we saw what happened in Staten Island in the last 24 hours, the old shoot 'em up, bang, bang, Wild West scene there at the bed and breakfast. But they said it's isolated to two areas, two precincts. And they're like, okay, it's the 4-0, it's the 4-8 in Bronx. But wait a minute, the shooting up didn't happen in there. You know, that's what's so funny. Well, it's like, there it is.
Well, anyway,
can you imagine?
Let's go to the audio tape. The lapdog of Comrade Bill de Blasio is his police commissioner, O'Neill, who never contradicts him. Unlike Bratton, who took on the mayor often, even though he was his appointee.
But O'Neill, you saw what happened to Bratton, too. I mean, I know.
O'Neill never differentiates from the mayor because he is the puppet. And naturally, de Blasio is his puppeteer. This is what he said.
For the month of June, murder is up 34% citywide. 8 crimes. And again, we're back in the Bronx because it is the driver of this increase.
So we put it all right on the back of the Bronx. Anyway,
but that's what's so ironic. And then the shooting up happens in Staten Island.
I'm going to tell you what happened. 1-800-848-WABC. So let me take you back 3 weeks ago. Remember, I told One Police Plaza in City Hall that if you don't clean up the gang and drug dealing problem on Bay Street and Victory Boulevard on the North Shore of Staten Island, which is the biggest open-air drug dealing establishment of even bigger than East Harlem, bigger than the South Bronx.
And let's also some context, too, because this is also in the area of Eric Garner, too, because what happened, of course, this is the guy who was selling the fake cigarettes. And we know what happened, that, you know, Officer Pantaleo put him in the chokehold. I can't breathe. So that area in particular, they have said, oh, OK, no, we're not going to make any bus. Because the last thing we want is another headline
right there.
Right there,
the beauty shop. I just want to correct one thing you said, Rita. They weren't fake cigarettes. They were Lucy's.
Yeah, Lucy's. Right, but, you know.
But that's
they weren't exactly right. They weren't those, in the box.
That's
they weren't the right.
Huge business in the city because a lot of times
but
people,
of all things to stop, you
right,
know.
But
and that's what everybody's
they don't want to pay $15 for a pack. So naturally you're addicted to cigarettes. So you buy a Lucy for $1.
You know cigarettes better than I do.
Oh,
so
absolutely.
I'll give you that one.
And you get the big black trash bags of cigarettes that sell Lucy's like there's no tomorrow. So he gets choked out 4 years ago by the cops, Pantaleo. And they don't touch the area. They leave it to the gangs. So that area of Tompkinsville Park, the largest open-air drug dealing area in the city, was left to the Latin Kings. That gang was the enforcers, the drug dealers, heroin, fentanyl, Percocet, Vicodin, you name it. Whatever you want, you got it there. And the cops did nothing. So I said, look, we've been invited in by the community. Either you deal with it, well, as social workers, you want to try that method, or we go old school and we start cracking heads.
And now, One Police Plaza did not like that because they don't want to concede that it's a problem, particularly, I mean, for two reasons. One, they're dancing with the stats. That's one issue. And then the other is the last thing they want is another problem in the old Eric Garner Lucy cigarette area.
Well, what happened was on Saturday, we had evicted the Latin Kings from the area finally, not only from the park and the surrounding area, but we convinced the landlord to evict them because they were squatting. And he did. And we enforced it. So now the Bloods who were in the area, they're flying their flags. And what that means, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's a big thing. And you know that all too well. That shows that they are, like, out there.
They're flying red everywhere. They got red schmatas on their head. They got red T-shirts, red sneakers. I mean, they are totally flying colors. And they figure they're going to come in and move in from Stapleton, Park Hill, and West Brighton. These are projects, Section 8 and city projects, and take over. And so it was a confrontation with us, and the cops didn't want to get involved. Not because they can't deal with it, but they've been told they got to be social workers. So what happens yesterday? They're in the courthouse, they're dealing with gang issues in trial, and all of a sudden, outside, a whole full-scale riot takes place. Now, this is downtown, right next to the borough president's office, the DA's office, the 120th precinct, and they start fighting for hours. They're shooting at one another.
And driving all over. I mean, this
they're carjacked. They're going off for 3-4 hours, and it's totally out of control. They arrested six bloods on Jersey Street, which has always had problems. And then they could have arrested 60 bloods that day. So the question is today, are they going to have that area in lockdown, or are they going to be embarrassed again by the gangbangers taking control of the street? Do you know what businesses were being told by the 120th precinct yesterday? Lock your doors. Keep your customers inside. There's a gang problem in the streets for 2.5 hours.
Which is so scary. And also, as you point out, the community there, they were terrorized. I have a friend who lives not too far from there, believe it or not. And she was telling me it was like the Wild West. You know, you're out in the middle of it all. It was so crazy.
So,
and you've got this minivan, which was carjacked by a guy, because you could see all over the news that was the father of the kid who was apparently just sitting there, and they kind of ripped him out of the minivan. And then that minivan goes on a wild ride, is shooting up, doing all this. And as I was just saying, it slams into a bed and breakfast.
If
that doesn't epitomize
how
crazy it is.
They're carjacking not just that van. They were carjacking everything they could get their hands on. They're shooting at one another as they're driving by.
And the irony outside the courthouse.
They shoot a 61-year-old woman at a bus stop right in the face.
Yep, a 67-year-old woman was shot in the face. They're trying to figure out if it's related. They believe it was, because it was just a few blocks away. Come on.
Wait a second. Excuse me. Mayor de Blasio, what do you have to say about the gangs taking over the North Shore of Staten Island yesterday for 4 hours?
We are America's safest big city.
What a double oofah. 1-800-848-WABC. Let's quickly go. First up in the queue is Caroline, calling from Setauket. Welcome to Curtis and Rita Cosby here on WABC. Caroline.
Hi, Caroline.
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're good. What do you think?
I come from a family of NYPD, husband, son, now grandson, and a second grandson going in December. And the first grandson that's on 4 years, things have changed in 4 years. He was told, if you're behind a car, there's no expectations anymore on arrests or tickets. They don't have to show anything at the end of the month. If they're in a car and they see something, unless they run the plate and there's a violation, there, just leave them alone.
Yep.
Wow, the old slap on the wrist.
Tweaking the stats just like Parkland, Florida.
Yeah, well, see, Caroline, the whole idea here is to suppress arrests so that it's not on the books. Don't bring in felonies. Knock it down to a misdemeanor if you have to, because it doesn't come up in CompStat. And then Bill de Blasio gets to say to you, Caroline, and everyone else,
we are America's safest big city.
Oof. Let's go to Rob, who's calling from East Meadow. Welcome to Curtis and Rita Cosby here at WABC. Bobby.
Hey, Rob.
Hey, how are you guys again? Love the show, as always, when I call.
Thank you.
I love you guys. I just want to say that the police department, as a police officer and working for the police department, the police department likes to mask things. They want to show that they're doing more good than bad.
But wait, let me ask you, though, Rob, what can they do, though, now? Because when you got to shoot him out all over Staten Island in this particular, especially the headlines, it's everywhere. You can't mask it anymore. What are they going to do now, Rob?
Well, they're going to probably send out like specialty units within their precincts. They're going to send out the SRG units, which are the borough response teams, and they're going to send all these people out. But I just want to say, Rita, that the police department is too worried. They're worried about making music videos. They don't care about doing enforcement. The cops don't want to do enforcement. They don't want to interact with people. They don't want to do their job.
And how sad. And you know the other thing, Rob, too, and I'm curious from you, too. A lot of my buddies on the force have also said, because of all the sort of sensitivity training and all this other stuff, they also don't want to go through the hassle of arrest because sometimes they get called on the carpet for making arrests, too.
Right.
And it's like,
and
hey, why'd
point.
You...
I called a couple of days ago and I brought that point to you guys about how they don't want to interact with the public because they're afraid that their commanders, they're afraid that they're not going to be backed up by their commanders.
Oh, yeah.
How
and,
sad.
And Rob, wow. I deal with it every time I bring the Guardian Angels in an area. I'm dealing with a deputy inspector or a captain of a precinct. Yeah. And I look at him or her after a conversation. I say, what are you, a freaking social worker?
Yeah.
You're a cop.
These guys are a bunch of beat artists, all these guys. They're liars. They're
oh, yeah. There's no doubt about it. But you know, if given the opportunity to do the right thing, they know what to do. But the pressure is on from Comrade de Blasio and his puppet, James O'Neill, the
that's
commissioner.
That's exactly what it is.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
There's some great cops, guys and gals out there, who just feel like they're working with their hands tied behind their back. So that's not fair either. It's not fair to all of us in the community.
Yeah, so the problem is the Bronx, right? He puts it all on two precincts
that's
in the Bronx.
It. Forget about
meantime,
Staten Island.
Staten Island was basically locked down for 2.5 hours. Merchants were being told, keep your customers in the store. Don't let them out into the streets because the gangs rule. What a double disgrazia, de Blasio. What a double shanda. Our number is 1-800-848-WABC.
We are America's safest big city.
Oofa.